Henry Mack was born in Alabama in 1837. He was just Henry then. Henry the field slave. He worked in the cotton fields from dawn to dusk, laboring in the searing heat under the blistering sun, bent over all day, lugging a bag of cotton that weighed 100 pounds by dark. In 1863, Henry suffered a terrible whipping from the overseer. After he recovered, Henry slipped away one night under the cover of darkness, taking his mother with him. Henry left the only world he knew, left the slave empire for the unknown, hoping he was headed for freedom. Henry and his mother made their way out of Alabama, across the state of Mississippi, to federal troops at Helena, Arkansas. They traveled over 300 miles on foot, dangerous miles, every one of them, dodging the paddy rollers who patrolled the roads throughout the South. To be clear, no one gave Henry his freedom. He seized his freedom, without regard to the consequences. In late 1863, Henry enlisted in the Union Army. He took the surname Mack and became Private Henry Mack in what would become the 57th United States Colored Troops. Frederick Douglass said, "Once let the black man get upon his person the brass letters U.S., let him get an eagle on his button and a musket on his shoulder and bullets in his pockets, and there is no power on earth which can deny that he has earned the right to citizenship in the United States." Henry was one of 186,000 African Americans who volunteered for military service and made up 10% of the Union Army. In early 1864, Private Mack boarded a transport ship headed up the Arkansas River. One of the recurring images when Henry spoke later in life was that of his mother on the wharf at Helena waving goodbye to him. Henry Mack and his comrades saw action in southwestern Arkansas. They fought like lions and refused to surrender. Confederate soldiers were killing captured African-American soldiers in April 1864. By the spring of 1865 and the defeat of the Confederacy, Henry's regiment became part of the occupation force. They patrolled the streets and kept order in Fort Smith, Arkansas. The local newspaper wrote of the 57th, "No one could fail to see the spirit of manly and soldierly pride with which the men carry themselves. These men know they are free, and no power on earth can re-enslave them." In the following year, the Army sent the 57th west to the New Mexico frontier to protect settlers from the Apache. They were the original Buffalo Soldiers. Henry returned to Arkansas in 1867 after mustering out of the service. He traveled about the state for several years looking for his mother. He never found a trace of her. Henry left the South and settled in Omaha. After an anti-black race riot there in 1919, which culminated in a lynching, Henry continued on northward. He arrived in Minneapolis sometime before 1922. He was in his 80s, but he was not finished with living. Henry Mack had a purpose. He had a story to tell. He became a member of the George Morgan Post of the Grand Army of the Republic. Henry and his comrades made regular public appearances, spoke to gatherings, rode in parades, laid wreaths at memorials, and appeared at the National Cemetery. In 1938, at the age of 101, Henry was one of 58 African-American Civil War veterans who attended the last great Civil War reunion at Gettysburg. This was on the 75th anniversary of that battle. African-American veterans had not been welcome at the 50th anniversary in 1913. Henry saved his pension for 3 years to be able to attend the 1938 reunion. When the United States entered World War II in 1941, Henry Mack, at 104 years of age, was Minnesota's oldest living war veteran. With the coming of war, the old question somehow managed to resurface. Could the African-American fight? Through all of the national debate, before and during World War II, Henry Mack, by his regular presence in uniform with white Civil War veterans, was a constant reminder that African-Americans not only could fight, but actually had fought in the service of their nation. Henry Mack's story is one of incredible adversity and perseverance throughout his life. His story is important for its historical context and for its lessons. And since Henry lived to the age of 107, there is a great deal of historical context to consider. Henry Mack died on April 8, 1945. The old soldier received full military honors and was laid to rest in Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Section A3, the Jim Crow section of the cemetery. In fact, Henry Mack fought more than one war.